Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
There are many corners of Wisconsin's dairy industry, and all businesses and farms in the industry are special in their own way. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Allison Lund. Tammy Fritsch is the plant manager and owner of Two Guernsey Girls Creamery in Freedom. She shares more about their micro dairy and how they plan to use their dairy processor grant.
So it started as a 4-H project 10 years ago with my daughter. We purchased Guernseys as a 4-H project for her to show, and then we decided a few years ago that we were going to milk her cows on site and bring the heifers home, so we purchased our current property.
Awesome, and you are one of the recipients for the dairy processing grant, but you're also a micro dairy, so that sort of puts you in a unique position. So what sort of gave you the push to apply for this grant?
So we wanted to expand. We started with bottling glass bottled milk, and we do a 32-ounce plastic and a 12-ounce plastic, and then we do cheese curds twice a week, and we receive this grant, and we are going to start block cheese. So the grant will help us get our cheese press, our materials to make the cheese, some walk-in coolers, some consulting fees, and wages.
So how is this going to change the structure of your company?
It won't so much change the structure of our company. It's just going to help us grow. We are local, and we do a couple farmers markets, and we just wanted something with more shelf life. With milking our 10 cows, sometimes we have additional milk that we would like to use other value-added products for. So block cheese is what we decided to do.
Well, it sounds like a step in a different direction, but something that'll really continue to help the business. Now, through the past few years, especially with the pandemic, have you noticed any challenges with the business? And moving forward, what challenges do you expect to face with this expansion?
Just the cost of building materials is a challenge with the prices of everything rising. And then I'd say like the last 6 months, we've run into raw material and supply chain issues that we kind of work around or have to choose different vendors to bring in products.
And have you yourself faced any challenges through the pandemic and now in this midst of the post-pandemic era getting your product out to consumers?
No, actually, we think the pandemic probably helped us with everybody hunkered down at home, that we were able to get them dairy products delivered to their home or locally sourced products. Actually, the pandemic has helped our on-farm store. We have a lot of people coming just for staples versus venturing out to large big box stores. They just come and support their local farmer.
So talk to me about that store a little bit more. What do you all offer and what does that look like?
So we have an on-farm store that we built with the building that is in the front of our processing area. The processing area does have viewing windows off the store, so you can see what we're doing on a daily basis. Our whole facility is set up for education. Our store has local meats sourced from Schwitty Farms in Peshtigo. We have pickled items from a vendor in the town of Freedom that's close to us. We are sourcing in some Amish bakery goods. Our milk is in there. Our cheese curds is available. And then just some novelty t-shirts and local soap that was made by a local vendor.
Well, it sure sounds like a wide variety of products to celebrate local producers. Now, you mentioned the educational aspect of your facility. How do you incorporate that?
So we have a lot of tours that come out, whether it's 4-H clubs. We've had high schools come out, FFAs come out, the local tech school. They come out and they can actually see everything start to finish. Glass pipeline in the barn that they can see so they never lose focus of the milk. The barn is set up for education with 5 milk stalls. The creamery is set up for education. We also have agritourism events. We have agritour events scheduled every month this summer, so people can come out and pet the calves and see the baby animals, and they see the cows, and people just come out on a daily basis and ask to see the cows. And we're fortunate that if you're buying our product, then you have the right to see our animals and where they're housed and how they live.
That's a great value to have, and I'm sure so many people appreciate being able to see where the product's coming from. Now, have you found that there's people that maybe this is their first experience on a farm and their first time to see where their food's really coming from?
Correct. We really enjoy the education part of it. Since we are bottling and focusing on the A2 protein milk, that seems to be our focus on education and getting the public to realize that if they have a dairy insensitivity to drinking milk or any type of dairy, that they're finding out that they can actually have our product. So education is huge. Having people come out and seeing what we do is a great experience. And like people that come out that have never seen animals before, they can walk right up to them and touch them and pet them, and they see cows firsthand and how docile our Guernsey cows actually are.
Well, it sounds like a great way to intertwine your micro dairy and the products that you produce and the educational aspect. Now, what is the goal for two Guernsey girls moving forward past receiving this grant and into the future?
So we would just like to maybe add a few more cows into the lineup so they calve in and we have a steady supply of milk all the time, and just grow. And education is huge, and where people get their milk and food from, that's where we would like to focus on.
Tammy Fritsch, plant manager and owner of Two Guernsey Girls Creamery, with a look at how she plans to incorporate the dairy processor grant into the micro dairy and continue to educate the public. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Allison Lund.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th through the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.